Thank you for tuning in to the What's Your Take podcast. My name is Casey. I hope you'll enjoy just as much as I have learning from today's guest. All right, welcome to the What's Your Take podcast. My name is Casey. I'm your host, and today I have a special guest of Sean Hudson. How's it going, Sean?
Good, man. How you doing?
I'm doing well. Thank you so much for coming down. Sean was one of the first people actually to reach out when I posted on Facebook to my friends. I was like, I want someone to come. Like, hey, if you're willing to come down and try this out. And Sean was like, he messaged me. He's like, I'm down. I'm game. And I was excited because I haven't seen Sean for, it's been like a couple of years, right?
Dude, the summer sales days, man. Just walking around in our black polos in Arizona.
Yeah.
That's the last time I saw you.
I will never have another leg suntan like that ever again.
That was pretty insane, but.
We left at different times that summer, didn't we?
Yeah, I can't remember, because you were making sales.
Yeah.
I wasn't. Like, I was just like, the very first person I talked to, I sold. And I was like, this is going to be the best summer ever. I'm going to make a ton of money. I didn't sell one more person for like another month. And then I was like, I was done.
That was a rough summer.
It was tough.
Because, yeah, we went home and we kind of like showed up. Like, we were like, hey, we're here, like right now. And the mom thought we were just, at my wife's mom thought we were just there to hang out for the day because Ellie's brother was opening his call to go on a mission. And so she was like, wow, that's a long ways to drive just to be here. And I was like, actually, look down at our car. She's like, oh, it's full of stuff. We're like, we're moving back. So it was like on the spontaneous. But that was like a really interesting experience. And it's one that I look back on like weirdly fondly. But like also I'm like, glad I don't have to do that anymore.
Yeah. And like I think of the same thing. It was a good experience, and now I know what I don't want to do. Summer sales. So but it was good.
Yeah. That's good. And Sean, tell me a little bit more about yourself. Like, you are from here in the state of Utah, right? Like a lifer?
Yep, lifer. Born and raised. Riverton.
Riverton.
Yep.
Just up the road a few stone throws.
Yep, exactly.
I use stone throws for everything. And people are like, oh, I was born over here. I'm like, a few stone throws. And that's got to be like a small town thing that
totally,
I do.
Totally.
But that's cool. And right now, like, I did a little bit of stalking on Facebook because I wanted to like catch up and see how you're doing. You're married. You've been married for a little while.
Yep.
And you have a little one on the way.
Little guy on the way. Yep. We've been married for 2 years this coming Monday.
Wow.
So
that's cool. Like, becoming a parent is probably the coolest thing. 2 years too long. All that kind of stuff. I love making jokes with my wife that she kind of hates but also kind of loves. It's like a weird way of being affectionate, right?
Yeah. I know. So my wife, she's awesome. She's just very different in a good way from what I thought I would end up with. And so like for me to go up to her and be like, hey, like you look really beautiful today. She'll be like, shut up. And like, but if I'm like, hey, like now that she's like 6 months pregnant, I'm like, hey, Hefty, how you doing? And she just dies. She loves it. So I think she'll get a kick out of it.
That's awesome. No, that means you guys have a really solid relationship that like you guys have. Isn't that interesting? Like you have this picture in your head, like who will I marry or who, you know, will be my forever Valentine or date, right? And you're just like, well, this and this and this. And then like you marry the polar opposite and you're like, I'm in a weird state of life right now, and I like it. And it's kind of like addicting, right? You're just kind of there, and it's enjoyment the whole time.
Exactly.
That's super cool. And then for work, like, I know this about you, but tell me a little bit more about what you do for work and how you kind of got into that. Like,
No, for sure. I am a realtor. I work for a company that my dad has worked for I think 17 years. So he kind of got my, he helped my interest peak in real estate. I've always been interested in it. One, because I love people. I love talking to people. And I love helping people. Yeah. And it's really rewarding for me to see people go through the process with them looking for a house, going all the way through to closing on it. I've been in it for just over a year now. Mm-hmm. My dad is probably my biggest influence on getting me into real estate, and I also work at FedEx part-time.
Ooh, FedEx.
Might not know that about me. Yeah. I pick up packages every single day.
I did not know that.
Yep.
So you're the true heroes of the e-commerce world, actually.
I am. We're behind the scenes, and I just, they, good company to work for, great benefits.
Yeah.
Once I was 26, no more insurance. I'm like, crap, I gotta figure this out. So but those are my jobs.
I like that. I like that. When you're working with people, especially like potential home buyers, mm-hmm. right? There is a big emotional buy-in when mm-hmm. people are purchasing a home. How do you talk to people about that? And how do you provide that reassurance that this is a good decision, or, you know, that they don't need to panic, right? Because mm-hmm. it's laying down a lot of money and a lot of time. We kind of talked about this earlier, but how do you reassure people?
So, no, you're right. It's one, it's a lot of money. Mm-hmm. I mean, everyone I talk to, it's like, I can't believe, and myself included, like, I would love, right now we're renting, I would love to be in our own home, and it's like, the house prices are pretty crazy right now. So when I take someone through a home, and they can, like, picture themselves in that home, when you walk into a home with someone, you can instantly see whether or not they like it.
Yeah.
And so I point that out to them, like, okay, your body language was this when you walked in, like, let's go find you something else if you're not interested. And so I just tell them, like, look, you're going to know when you love something, mm-hmm. and when you love something, let's jump on it. Let's not waste any time. Mm-hmm. And I always emphasize that buying a home is one of the best investments you can ever make. It's where you're going to invest your time with your family as well as your money. And then in return, it's going to, you know, you're going to get your equity, you're going to get your return on your investment in purchasing the house in the first place.
Yeah, no, that's good. Yeah, you sold me, guy.
Hey,
I'm not even kidding.
Let's go get you another one.
I always joke, I'm like, I'm ready for the next one. I was like, we haven't fixed up this one yet. We've been here for like 6 months. I'm like, oh, you're right. But now that you're working, right, you're selling homes, you're like, you know, you are the back end people of the e-commerce business who are, and not everything, right? Like, you guys provide, I kid you not, like, I don't know. Do you know Gary, who is like the FedEx rep? I don't know. FedEx is a huge company, but he was our account rep when I worked at a company, and he was the coolest guy ever. And I loved hanging out with him, but, no, FedEx is a cool place. And I always like have mad respect. Like during like the holiday seasons, I always am like, if I see the guys and they're like dropping stuff on my ass, I'm like, look, I got snacks and stuff like this. It's prepackaged. I promise I didn't contaminate it, right? I'm going to slip something in there so you're sick for a day. But here's some drinks, here's some stuff, because thank you, because no one else works the hours you guys do either. Well, I saw this advert, and I think it might have been like a joke advertisement for like coming to work for one of the shipping companies and delivery companies. But I was like, were you a master of doorbell ditching as a kid? Like, come join our squad, right? Yeah. And it's like, that's a pretty like quirky way to look at like you said, a thankless job that not a lot of people like put a lot of thought behind who delivers our packages, yeah. and stuff like that. So it's cool to see, you know, like, and talk to people who are like, no, that's what I do, and you know, it's awesome. So it's cool. Well, and going off of that and speaking, we've talked about these two things now. When you were like a kid, what did you really think you would be when you grew up? Like, what did you think your employment would be? Or like, did you think you would be like a hobbyist for life? Like, kind of, what was your direction?
I was going straight to the NBA out of high school. No, I mean, that's like every kid's dream, right? I'm going to be a professional athlete. But obviously like that, there's like no way. But as far as like growing up, I always just wanted to work with people. Mm-hmm. Didn't matter what, just for whatever reason, I feel like I am a good people person. I feel like I understand people. Mm-hmm. I feel like I can help people. So to pin down one thing, and even like right now that I'm in real estate, I don't know if I want to do real estate forever.
Yeah.
I like the doors that real estate opens up, but at the same time, like I'm always open for something new. And so I don't know. I when you ask me that question, I can't pinpoint one thing, because I've never had like been set on one thing, because I like people, and I just want to see what those opportunities bring.
Yeah. Well, that the communication aspect of people, like interacting, like I think it's a really, I don't even call it like, if there's adrenaline, there's like, you know, there's emotion sometimes, because like whether it's meeting new people, right, or like helping people become happier or find satisfaction, work through troubles, or just being that person that they can communicate with, that's like a really rewarding feeling, right?
Yeah. Oh, absolutely.
Yeah. What have you experienced in that? Like, have you had communication experiences in the different, like you said, you've done summer sales, like you, you know, whether it's delivering packages or, you know, going to school as a student or like selling houses, if you had moments where you're like, I was born for that moment, like.
Yeah. One thing I think of like constantly, and you know, you're probably in the same boat, but like I do often reflect on, you know, being a missionary, mm-hmm. not necessarily in like, cause like, to be honest, my least favorite thing that I hear in church is when people get up, when I was on my mission,
yeah.
like the thing I liked about that was the people I met uh-huh. and being there, like just helping people. I do feel like there have been moments in my life where I'll tell you a quick story. I was driving through an intersection and there was a lady stopped and had her hazards on. And I'm just thinking, oh, please help someone help her. And I'm just like, I'm an idiot. I could go help her.
I'm that someone. Yeah. Right?
And so I go over and I park my car and I run out to help her. And I'm like, are you okay? And she's like, my car won't start. And you can tell she has some handicaps. Mm-hmm. I'm like, holy crap. Everyone's just passing by. People are like honking, flipping us off. And I'm like, you guys are rude. And I'm like, please let there be someone that can like help me, because it's kind of a big car. And I turn, some kid's running towards me. He's like, hey, let's do this. And I'm like, oh my gosh, like this is crazy. So
yeah,
I do feel like there are moments where I have been there specifically for someone at a certain moment to help. And I also feel like there have been times where I have passed on those moments where I could have helped someone and didn't.
Yeah.
And I don't know. I think the most, this might sound selfish, but mm-hmm. the most or the biggest reason I like helping people is because it makes me feel good.
I know that sounds selfish. And
yeah. Like,
I think that's a very, like, it's rewarding, right? Yeah. It's a reward. And it's the most intangible reward you can get mm-hmm. because no one else can. Like, people can see it on you, right? Like, you have that good, like, smug moment, but that moment is really just for you.
Yeah.
And you drive off. You probably drove off in your car feeling so much better after helping that person with that guy who you probably have never seen again, right?
Exactly.
And that, just those warm fuzzies, right? That's what I always, I'm like, oh, yeah, I got those warm fuzzies, man.
Well, it's like anything you were stressed about before, it's like, man, like, my problems are nothing compared to what other people are going through.
Yeah.
And so it's, I don't know. I hope that answers the question, but that's...
No. That's perfect. It hits the nail on the head, because it's really, I should say, yeah, in that situation, yeah, you answered the question, because like, it's, you hit the nail on the head right there. Like, those are moments, like, and the communication wasn't just verbal, like, you know, it was a nonverbal act at times, like just the effort you put into doing something, like that's full circle right there. And,
yeah.
And not everyone knows that feeling, because like you said, it's selfish, right?
Mm-hmm.
But some people look at that as such a selfish act, they don't take time to like compliment themselves on the good thing they just did, right?
For sure.
Sorry. But yeah, like for a lot of us, that's the most rewarding thing we do. And verbal and nonverbal communication, you got the full picture right there. So I can't say anything else about that. And when, I guess while we're kind of touching on that, I think about like service, right? That's where we've grown up specifically in Utah, service seems to be something that's always ingrained in our heads. And the service you're talking about, like where you stopped and you helped, like you're like, someone should stop and help, and then that person is me, right? And then you took that,
yeah,
you took up that like mantle or whatever you want to call it, and you just did it. How do you think that service has like benefited your life in that aspect? Like, how's it rewarded you?
I do a lot of reflecting. Sometimes I feel like I'm a 40-year-old man, because I like sit and think back about my 27 years on the earth. But yeah. The happiest times I've had were serving people.
Yeah.
When I was in high school, I played on a basketball team. We were terrible. But it was called the Friends of the Americas.
Uh-huh.
And we would travel and play. We'd get killed every tournament. But we would the end tournament, we would go to Mexico.
Oh.
And like, we went to I think it was called Hermosillo, I think.
I have no idea. I don't know much about Mexico. I know Mexico City and the parts on the West Coast I stopped at on a cruise ship, pretty much.
Yeah, it was not, you know, your vacation Mexico. It was the on the border.
Yeah.
And we would play in this tournament, and then our coach would take us to paint orphanages and like go to the barrios and like hand out toys to kids. And you just like, here I am with everyone on our team was from like Utah, like, you know, South Jordan, Riverton, like high end, not high end, but like affluent places. Yeah. I think that's the word. And here are all these kids that like don't even have a meal, and they're just like so happy to see us.
Yeah.
And we're in high school where we're like, you know, the most selfish like I've probably ever been was in high school. And like boom, right then it hit me. I'm like, that is like one of the happiest moments of my life is just helping people. And so as far as service goes, that's what brings me a lot of joy is by helping other people.
Yeah.
And yeah.
It's always just a fun thing. Like I think you talk about going to Mexico, like I had an experience same thing in high school, going to Peru, and I remember Peru, but I remember being the most selfish kid, and I still am a selfish person, but I remember going down there, and it was right after this earthquake. I went down there half punishment, half reward, I think, because my grandparents were going down on this trip, and my parents, I'd gotten in some trouble right before that. My parents were like, listen, you guys are gonna go down there on this service trip, and you're gonna hate it, because you're gonna be in Peru, and you're gonna have to work long hours. And like I remember going down there and just working so hard, but like the same thing, like kids being happy, parents being happy, people who were missing like half their teeth, just super happy and grateful that we were there. And they would speak broken English and I would speak broken Spanish back, and we were somehow Spanglishing it up enough that we were hugging and laughing. I remember coming back and being like, this is what I love people and I love cultures. And like service is such a defining thing, especially when you serve with like, I don't know what you want to call it, like willingness, like you want to serve, right?
Yep.
As opposed to like, oh, I have to go help so-and-so because they need it. Not because you're like, oh yeah, like they could use a hand. And me personally, I'm always like, I have a hand to share. Like I can do that, right? And so there's the opportunity there for sure. And I don't know. I think, you hit the nail on the head right there. I keep saying that.
You're good.
I found that hitting the nail on the head is like my phrase. It's like my thing. I was going to actually ask you one time. I was like, now that you're like becoming a dad, are you going to have like a dad phrase that you're going to like crank out if you decide on it yet? Or is it just going to happen one day, do you think?
It's going to happen. I'm already in dad mode. Like I've been saying dad jokes for like ever. And my wife's like, you're not a dad yet. Knock it off. And so I don't have a phrase yet, but I'll get back to you because I will for sure have one.
It seems like at least in one point in every dad's life, they just have like a phrase. It's like, I don't know. I have an uncle and his like phrase is like, well, let's go. And it's just always the same thing. It's never just like, you know, we're going to do this. So.
Oh, for sure.
So what is like looking at like service, looking at your life up to this point, like you said, like, oh, my 27 years of life, like, you've lived a life, right? And it's been 27 good years of life. And some are probably rough. Some are probably easier than others. And I think that's how most everyone's life goes, right?
Yeah.
But up to this point in life, what would you say is the best advice you've been given so far?
So from the time I was... Okay, so flashback to when I was probably 14. Mm-hmm. I was like a pretty chubby kid. And so my self-esteem was like not good. Middle school, right?
Yeah.
Middle school was the worst. Everyone pointed out everything. Everyone was in an awkward stage, but like everyone, like for whatever reason, like my self-esteem was not good. So I was told I had depression.
Yeah.
So instantly I'm like, okay, I have depression. Go throughout my life, medicated, whatever. Go on a mission. I was off medication and I was having such a hard time. Like I was just not happy. And so like, well, you're depressed. So back on medication.
Yeah.
I was just like, man, why do I feel like so just like lost? So it was like a dark feeling. Mm-hmm. And I met a guy that he just said, and I'll like, I still use this to this day and it works, but he said, it's okay to be grateful for all the crap in your life. I'm like, why would I be grateful for like the bad stuff? That's stupid.
Yeah.
And he's like, just go home and try it. Just try it. So I tried it. I applied it. And the more that I found that I was grateful, like really meant to be like, hey, you know what? I'm grateful for these struggles I'm having because I'm going to be a better person, because I can make this weakness become stronger.
Yeah.
And so I think I still use that to this day, because I still have down days. I still have days where I do feel depressed or lost. But then I think, you know, I have so much to be grateful for, and I'm going to be grateful for this dark day because I know it's going to be better tomorrow. Yeah. Or I know that, you know, I'll get home and I'll get to see my wife, that type of thing. And so I think that is some of the best advice I had ever received was just, it's okay to be grateful for the times that you're hurting.
Yeah.
And so,
well, those times, like, they define you, right?
Yeah.
They really, like, polish you out a little bit. Like, everyone talks about, like, the river, right? And rocks in the river. They didn't start out smooth. They started out, like, lumpy, cracked, like, destroyed. Then the farther down the river you get away from, you know, the mouth of the canyon or whatever you want to call it, like, the smoother the rocks seem to be.
Yep.
And it's kind of, that's life, right? Like, I feel the same way. Like, there are days where I'm like, I'm so grateful that my car's check engine light went on today, because tomorrow I know I can go to the shop and it will be fine.
Yeah.
And, or like, I have down days. Like, I think that's the thing is, like, I always joke that, like, oh, I'm having, like, a cloudy day.
Yeah.
And it's like, I always joke, it's Seattle, man. It's just gloomy for me today. And, you know, but then at the same time, like, if someone were to ask me, it's like, I don't feel like, I use this very, very honestly, I don't feel like I'm bullshitting anyone.
Yeah.
But I'm like, I'm living my best life. And that best life is the best life of that day or that moment. Because every minute and every hour is different, right? Like, yep. Everything changes so fast. And so you never know. But yeah, I like that a lot. Like, so I think that's cool.
Well, we live in a society, like, I hate social media,
mm-hmm.
hate it, but I'm on it.
Yeah.
You know, and what do I do when I'm on it? Oh, I compare this person who, you know, they're a nice beach somewhere. So they must have a good job and a lot of money because they're not here.
Yeah.
You know, they're buying a nice house. They must have a good job and a lot of money because they have a nice house. And so I, like, compare myself, mm-hmm. and I feel like that's a huge reason why there are a lot of depressed people right now.
Yeah.
You see it everywhere. You see people posting about it on social media. And I do feel like we live in a society where it's all about me. It's all about, what can I do to get this person to like me?
Yeah.
And so, I don't know. I just think, I think that, you know, everyone has those rainy days, and it's okay to have them.
Yeah.
And I think a lot of people, the good times or the bad times seem to always outweigh the good times for a lot of people. Yeah. And those bad times just happen for a split second. And if you just realize, you know what, it'll be better tomorrow. And it most likely will.
Yeah. You're correct. Social media is both, like, the blessing and the like a blessing and a curse, right? Yes. It's like a two-edged sword. It's like so good, but so bad. Because you compare yourselves, like you said, and that tends to weigh us down a lot. Like you said, like, I always wonder, I have friends who travel all the time. Like,
yeah.
What do they do? Like, I want to know. I'm like, what does he do? What does she do? Like, how do they do it? And it's hard to come to that point. I don't think I'm there yet personally.
Yeah.
Where I'm just like, whatever. I don't care what they're doing.
Yep.
Because there's still that thing called FOMO, the fear of missing out.
And yeah.
You're not there on that beach. Like, what if they go foreling? Like, that's one of my favorite activities, you know? Like,
yeah.
Something like that. And you're like, oh man, I don't know what I would, I don't know. I'm glad that, like, I'm kind of like on the same page. Like, I used to be obsessed with social media, almost obsessive about it. Now most of the time I post about me and my dog hiking,
yeah.
because that's what my dog and I enjoy together.
Yeah, for sure.
But it's just like, if someone likes this photo, I'm grateful. But, like, mostly I just want to remember my dog because I'll get beer for a short amount of time, and I just don't want to forget it. I say that, makes me a little sad right now.
No, you're good, dude. It's like a journal, man.
Yeah,
it's things you're always gonna remember.
Digital journal, right?
Yep.
With that, like, when you're talking about those bad times and, like, being okay with those dark days, right? And, accepting the crap that you have in your life, like, do you have an outlet for it? Do you, like, have someone, like, do you, like, talk to your wife about these things? Or are you, like, like you said, I reflect a lot, but do you communicate with your wife effectively? Or do you have, like, a friend you call up and, like, you know, hey, you know, Joe Schmo, like, I need to chat for a minute, like, catch up on life, and you're able to vent to, you know?
Or, yeah. So this was, I want to say it was, we were married for a few months, and I had told my wife, I'm like, look, I've struggled this, mm-hmm. like, You know, I've had depression, I've had anxiety. My wife, no joke, is like the most like mentally strong person I've ever met.
Yeah.
Like nothing phases her. And I'm just like, are you like, you have a heartbeat? Like, do you feel anything? And she, but like she, you know, had some life experiences where it made her that way.
Yeah.
And like, I admire that about her because I wish I was more like that. Mm-hmm. And so when I had talked to her about it, I was like, hey, like we were pretty newly married. I'm like, hey, like I'm feeling this way. She was just like, she turned to me, she said, suck it up. And I was like, no one has ever said that to me.
Yeah.
Like it was always like, oh, well, let's talk through it. It was, and I was just like, holy crap. Mm-hmm. And I took that as a challenge. I was like, okay, I am going to suck it up. I'm going to move on. And I'm like I said, I still have down days, but like I'm able to push through it better. Mm-hmm. And like, I do feel like she instilled that in me. But when I do have a bad day, I feel like I can be open with anyone. I talk to her. I talk to my brother a lot, mm-hmm. but it's been a huge hurdle in my life and she's helped me overcome that.
Yeah.
Just because she was just calling me out on it. She used other choice words than suck it up, but she's probably the biggest person I talk to for sure.
Yeah. We all kind of need that though sometimes, right? That like whole suck it up buttercup moment, right? Yeah. And it's not like people are trying to be rude or like, you know, throw you under the bus. It's more like they do it out of love, cuz sometimes like I think it's hard for me sometimes to realize like my wife isn't going to be there all the time. I need her. Yep. My mother isn't going to pick up the phone all the time. Mom, this is a call out to you because you never pick up the phone. No, I'm kidding. I have a good mom.
She'll text you back, though. At least my mom will. She'll text you, but she won't answer her phone.
She's like, ah, phones. Those are so 1997 when you were a kid. I'm like, dang it, Mom. But no, it's kind of interesting, like those moments when you're like, I do kind of got to, you know, carry it out. And then it gives you the opportunity to kind of internalize, like I said. And like, I think that growth, right, it's just like it's an external and internal thing.
Yeah.
Like for the most growth, right, you can show face outside, right? But if you're not growing on the inside, that shows through, like whether it's a confidence level, whether it's, you know, I don't know, there's things that just show through when you're like, people are putting on a face for me and they're not really,
they don't really care.
Yeah, they really don't care, they haven't grown.
Well, here's the thing that I don't want to, like, because mental illness, it's a real thing.
Totally.
Like depression, anxiety, it's real. And, you know, and that's something that she may not understand or other people may not understand because they've never experienced it. Mm-hmm. And I definitely have. Like I've felt it. I've been at like low points where I'm just like, man, like, is it ever going to get better? Am I ever going to see the light at the end of the tunnel, kind of a thing?
Yeah.
Just like real sad days. And we live in a society where I feel like people expect you to be on all the time.
Yes.
And it's okay to have those bad days. It's okay to feel that way because, one, you're not alone.
Mm-hmm.
And two, like, you can learn to overcome it. Like, I've been on, you know, I've been on medication for it.
Yeah.
Do I think it works? No, I don't.
Mm-hmm.
At least for me. For some other people, it probably does. But I just think people need to realize it's okay to not be on all the time.
Yeah. Well, don't you think it would be interesting? And I've thought about this a lot of times. You know how like all the time before, like, hey, how's it going? Like as a cultural response, like, good, thanks.
Yep.
You know, we don't ever like, imagine you said, hey, how's it going? Someone's like, oh man, it's the worst day ever. Like you and I would be very surprised to hear that.
Yep.
But we would also like, you would also like be like weirded out, but you'd also be like, well, what can I do to help you? And sometimes that could be construed as insincere as well. Like, for sure. Sometimes. And I always wonder why we're not more honest about that. But I think
we need to try it. I really do.
I don't know. Like, sometimes I wonder, I'm like, am I gutsy enough to do that one day? And like, if someone at work is like, oh, how you doing? They'd be like, oh man, it is a terrible day. And just see what they say. They would be like, oh, well, I have this stuff I need to do. See you later.
But, yeah. Well, and who knows? Maybe they'll be like, oh, you know what? I'm having a terrible day too.
Yeah.
Because, like, there are times where people ask me, how you doing? And I'm, like, I'm stressed out. I'm pissed off.
Yeah.
And I'm just, like, good.
Good.
And deep down, I'm not, you know?
Yeah. We have to be on. You hit the nail. See, I did it again. Dude. That's my thing.
That's the new name of the show.
Hit the nail on the head. You hit the nail on the head there. No, it's... That's funny. No, it's good. I really like what you said there because, no, like, I wish that we didn't have to be on all the time. And it... I read something that was kind of interesting, and it was on LinkedIn, and it was on Facebook, and it was on a couple other sites and stuff like that. But it was primarily dealing with an employee who was, she was like managing a few people, and she was new to the team, but she had been working for a long time, you know, and she just sent out an email and said, hey, you know, I'm going to take a mental health day. Like, this is something I really need to do because I've been stressed because of these things. Didn't go into like heavy details, right?
Yeah.
But like it showed to her fellow employees and the people who she worked with and over that it's okay to have these things where you need some time for yourself, whether that's I'm going to go ride my bike for 4 hours on this day, probably get a little sunburned, yep. but that's the R&R I needed today to recover, right?
Yeah.
I think more people could be honest with that. And yeah. I'm not going to say that phrase.
I was waiting for it.
Like came off and I rolled like pinching my lips as I go. Yeah, I like that a lot. And we're going off like the advice. Like that was the best advice you've ever been given. Like mm-hmm. we talked about that for a minute. But now today, if you were to look back on your life and look back at whether it was like teenage Sean who was struggling with that kind of stuff or, you know, Sean 3 months ago, like what advice would you give to yourself? Like looking back on getting like, seeing something that maybe like you wish you're like, I wish I had focused on that so much. Or like, you know, and obviously we can't change the past, right?
But yeah.
This is for like everyone else to think about and realize that like today, what can I not worry about anymore?
Yeah.
What advice would someone give me?
I think the biggest thing would to, because when, you know, when you're growing up, you think you're going to be that age for forever.
Yeah.
You're going to be in your teenage years. You're going to be able to do whatever you want, whenever you want. And I think my biggest thing would be to, because like now that I'm older, mm-hmm. I know like time legitimately is the best gift you can give someone.
Yeah.
And I think what I would tell myself probably 5 years ago would just be use your time wisely. And that's in school, that's with friends, that's with family, because I mean, it could be gone. It could all be gone tomorrow.
Yeah.
And so that's something I've really tried to focus on now is just like spending time with my family, spending time with my in-laws, like just giving people my time. Mm-hmm. I feel like I would go back and just say, hey, you just gotta use your time a lot better.
Yeah.
Not that I like regret anything I made or that I've done. I mean, I do have some like regrets, but just being wiser with time. Mm-hmm. And I'm glad that I've realized that now rather than when I'm 80 and be like, holy crap, I wish I could have done a lot better.
Yeah.
But.
Well, I always hear that cliche thing, like, right? Like time is a gift. That's why it's called the present. Right. Yep. And I always like laugh about that. I'm like, it's so corny. Like people like put it on mugs and hang it on their walls. Yeah. And I'm like, ah, but no, it's a real thing. Cause like the best thing, like, that you like honestly like you as a friend today, you're like loaning me your time, like you're gifting that to me. And yeah. I like we're here right now, and like I kid you not, like when people I like haven't seen in a while are like, hey, like, or haven't communicated with in years, like, hey, I would be happy to come and chat with you or like come hang out. And I'm like, okay, like you're a real friend. Like that's the truth. And like that's how it is being a family member too. Like sometime like you might have an aunt call you and be like, hey, I really need some help right now. None of my kids are available, and you drop and go, that aunt will never forget you, and she'll talk you up to all of her friends, and no matter how old you are now, like, and if you're like, I didn't even remember that moment, she will remember that forever.
Yeah.
And yeah, time is the best thing. Like that's what I know, it sounds really cheesy, but my mom, I kept asking her for Mother's Day, I was like, what do you want? She's like, I just want time.
Yeah.
She's like, I have plenty of junk in my house, like I have all the things I'll ever want, I just want to spend time with you and see how you're doing. I'm like, Mom, you're killing me because I'm good at giving gifts and buying gifts if people want them. But I'm like, I have to commit to time, and that makes me sound like a bad son. But no. It's like, honestly, like, it's the best thing I do, though, is like, I try calling my mom every day because that's a little bit of time I can give her. And like my mom lives not very far away from here, and I'm always like, I could just drive to go see her.
Yeah.
But that is a lot of time where I'm sitting in the car, and I could be doing other things. And so when I call her, I'm just like doing stuff, and my mom's like, even though it's like I'm doing things that might be a little distracting sometimes, but I'm just grateful that I'm calling her and I'm present for 99.9% of it. And one time I was doing the dishes and was completely zoned off, and I think my mom was like, "Are you still there?" I was like, "Sorry, just doing the dishes here. Got into flow doing the dishes. What, my childhood nightmares have become my adult dreams."
Oh man.
But no, I love that. That's the best advice. I always think about time, especially when, like, when you talked about like spending time with your family, right? Mm-hmm. Like an honest moment here. Like, I have a brother who passed away, and I wasn't around for it. I was in the Philippines, and I had a hard time remembering the last time I saw him. And that's like always been something that's kind of haunted me, because he was like my best friend.
Yeah.
And I think about that, I'm like, how can I look towards and back at my life with my best friend, right? And someone who I like love so much, and have no idea when the last time I saw them was.
Yeah.
And it's kind of like a really hard thing for me. I have one picture that pops up on my Facebook timeline every year, and it was like the happiest day with him that I'd had in a long time. He had severe autism, so like he was a nonverbal guy, like, but he was like a large lap dog, you might say. Yeah. He was like always there, like wanting to be there with you. Like, if he liked you, he liked you. If he didn't like you, he was like, "Stay back, you got this." But he loved me, and like we did that, and I just have this photo that I look back and I'm like, that's the time that I wish that I could remember the most all the time. Like, if that was my last moment with my brother, I hope it was the best moment, but I don't remember it. So all the time, like, I need to remember those moments. And like, I'm not trying to make it about me or emotional, but it's like, to me, that's a very personal thing where I think about time, because I'll like sometimes just call my wife and be like, "Hey, I know that you're really busy today, but I just wanted to let you know, like, I'm thinking about you. I love you. You're great." And sometimes I bother my wife because she's like, "I'll see you tomorrow. I'll see you later tonight." I'm like, "You might." And it's just kind of like I like live and die every moment, because it's just a beautiful thing. So
it's awesome.
No, thank you for what you've shared, because I don't think I would dare ever speak back the way I have without like you setting it up. And I'm over here like, I'm the host, and you've like you've set me up for some really good like emotional raw points tonight. So thank you. This is kind of like a strange question, especially because it's making you reflect on today, right? Okay. Just the last 24 hours of your life. So since what, like 8:15 last night to now. But what are the three most important things, or the three best things that have happened to you today?
All right. Well, I'll be honest. The very first one is, so like I had talked to you earlier, me and my wife just moved. We moved to West Valley.
Uh-huh.
And we haven't had couches for a month.
Yeah.
We got couches yesterday.
Oh, yeah.
The best thing was, it was from one of my clients, one of my friends whose house I just sold.
Uh-huh.
He sold them to me, and I got them for like a really good, really good price. And it, like, we put one in the baby's room.
Uh-huh.
And like, so it was really, that was fun, because going back to time, like, you know, my dad helped me move them, and then my wife helped me set them up.
Yeah.
And so it's super small, but it's important to us. Now we can have people over. Now it's our, like, our official home.
Yeah.
So that's probably, honestly, as simple as it is, that's probably number one. Number two, man, I got to think about what the heck happened this morning. Man. So the second one would probably be, honestly, I was looking forward to this podcast.
I'm happy about that.
Yeah, ever since you posted it and I reached out to you, I told my wife about it yesterday. I was like, "Hey, I'm doing this," and I've been super excited about it, because I do feel like I'm similar to a lot of people, and if they listen to what I have to say, cool, and I hope maybe I can help someone.
Yeah.
And so that's probably number two. And number three, I mean, our baby's moving.
Yeah.
You know, he's constantly kicking, and he's moving, and he's, so far he's healthy. And that's, you know, I get constant updates about him from my wife, constantly asking about him. And yeah, it's probably the three things. When I'm done working, I don't like thinking about work.
Yeah.
And I just think, I'd like to just think of, you know, what you asked me, the three best things. I mean, my wife will always ask me, like, "What was the best part of your day?" I'm like, let's see. And it was kind of a crappy day. But anyway, yeah, those are probably the three.
Yeah. No, I think that's awesome. Especially, I'm way excited for you to have, like, a child, right? Like it's kind of cool. Like, I don't know much about, like, people who, because me and all my siblings are adopted.
Mm-hmm.
And so whenever someone's like, "Oh, yeah, like, pregnancy is a beautiful thing, 9 months of this," I'm like, dude, I only know about, like, showing up my parents having negotiated some formal agreement with people and us taking a baby home. Like, that's what I know. And all the time, I'm like, when the baby kicks, it's kicking me because I'm holding it, right? And everyone else is like, no, it's like a super cool thing. And, you know, I've been with, like, as we've had friends who have, like, you know, had children and they've been pregnant and stuff, they've like been like, oh, this is a really cool thing. And one time we were just hanging out with some friends and she stretched her shirt. She said, look, here's the leg, the foot. And I was like, that is the craziest thing I've ever seen personally. Like, I know everything about cows, nothing about humans. And it's just so funny. So no, that's exciting. It's good to know that it's a healthy baby, especially.
Yeah.
I have a question going on forward, and this will kind of be kind of our kind of closing out for it. For you, like, in becoming a father, and we've talked about time, right? And we've talked about, you know, mental health and all of this kind of stuff, like thinking forward of what you want. If you were to, you know, say you're 53 years old today, I just aged you, but say you're 53 years old today, your kid is like probably like just graduating high school and he's going to high school, and you turn to him and you say, son, what are you going to remember when you leave home, right? And what do you hope that your child takes with them after having been raised by you and your wife at that point?
I think, because I've actually thought about this, because I've been blessed with great parents, mm-hmm. because they let us make mistakes. Mm-hmm. Like they were never like, oh, we did something wrong. They weren't like, you're grounded, you're not seeing that person, you're doing this. Like, it was always like, hey, let's talk.
Yeah.
I think what I would hope that he would take away was that we were always willing to talk and listen. Uh-huh. That we were okay that he made mistakes. Some of them were probably dumber than others, but that we were accepting and, you know, and loving of him no matter what.
Yeah.
And I think that's the biggest thing. I would hate for him to just be like, man, you never spent any time with me. He never taught me how to do this. And, you know, just as long as he knows that he can come to us at any time with any problem he was having, that we would listen. We would listen and love him.
Yeah.
That would be the biggest thing.
Yeah, that confidence in you is not only like as a parent, a confidant, you know, and like it watched you not only by, you know, experiencing life, but knowing that if they experienced life and had hardships, they'd come talk to you, right?
Yep. Exactly.
I think that's a beautiful thing. That's how I look at my parents. Like, I always joke with people, like, my mom is my best friend, right? Yeah. And like, I've always had a very open relationship with my mom because she would rather know about it than find out about it later, right? From someone else, or like any trouble I ever got into, I was always like, mom, gonna tell you this right now, it's probably gonna piss you off, but I got in some trouble recently, or this happened. And it's always good to know that. And like, you probably have, like you're saying, I feel like you probably come from a similar idea where you probably could say, listen, this happened, probably wasn't the best idea I've ever had, but thanks for listening.
Yeah, exactly.
No, well, that's awesome. Well, thank you so much for your time, Sean. Like, I appreciate it, and thanks so much for coming down to the
Thanks for having What's Your me, Take man.
podcast. And appreciate we'll probably it. get you back out again. I think I was kind of telling you a little bit, but I love to see people in kind of like a transformative state. Cool. Of life, and you're in a big one right now, and yes. Your world's gonna really change. So I wish you and your wife luck as the new little one comes in, and we'll look forward to talking to you again soon. Okay,
can't wait. Thanks, man.
Thank you.